today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special, and we're gonna speak about how to use leisure time. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Tuesday, is the 21st of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book and we listen to verse 56 of chapter Az-Zumar from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. An taqula nafsun ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi janbillahi wa in كنت لمن الساخرين.
Lest a soul should say, "Oh, how great is my regret over what I neglected in regard to Allah, and that I was among the mockers."
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The word hasra is employed in the sense of sorrow and grief caused by past regrettable acts. When man is raised on the day of resurrection and perceives the consequences of his transgressions of bounds, neglect, sins, underrating serious affairs, will cry out, "Woe to me." A dire sense of grief and regret wraps up his heart and expresses himself with such interjections.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
If you follow the different episode of today's special, in this week we open a nice topic that was how to use our leisure time. Many people consider weekend or holidays as their leisure or spare time when they can stay up late, sleep in, sit back and relax, watch TV and watch movies. But a Muslim, after fulfilling his obligatory duties, he uses his spare time for beneficial and fruitful pursuits which will help him to draw closer to Allah. From the moment he wakes until he goes to sleep, this will leave him with no free time to pose a problem, whereby he feels a need to fill it with activities that will drain his energy or squander it in inappropriate ways. Leisure problems does not exist in the Islamic way of life. the one who constantly remembers Allah and worship Him cannot find any empty time that needs to be filled. He's busy remembering Allah and doing voluntary acts of worship after doing what is obligatory. He keeps himself busy learning and memorizing Quran and reciting it in worship of Allah, seeking knowledge, learning.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. Islamic teachings want humans to not lose any chance for acquiring knowledge and start new jobs one after another. To that effect, human beings are required to have plans for their life and always move toward a specific goal. So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship and to your Lord direct your longing. This is chapter 94 of the Holy Quran, verses 7-8. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْسَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. These Quranic verses remind Muslims of the fact that hardships end and facility will follow. Therefore, human beings are required to remain studious and lose no chance for progress and excellence. That is why everyone has to finish one duty and start a new one afterwards, in order not to waste time. By managing free time for people, it would be possible to lead their beliefs, values, conducts, desires, and wills towards the desired objective. In light of Islamic teachings about the significance of time and dismissal of debauchery and libertinism, it may be concluded that Islam views leisure time as an educative and moral issue, and it does by no means interpret it as the waste of time. Islam considers inclination for recreation as a natural desire, interpreting it as mubah, that is purely authorized. The Prophet ﷺ told his disciples to play and entertain yourselves, because I don't like to see any sign of violence in your religion.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
If you want to speak about benefits of leisure time, we can notice how to take mental health breaks. And that is one of the benefits. One way to take a mental health break is by getting outside for some fresh air. But if it's just for a few minutes, being in nature can help you feel more relaxed and clear-headed. If possible, try to schedule some outdoor times into your day-to-day routine. Another way to take a mental health break is by disconnecting from technology, whether it is for an hour a day or even just a few minutes. Disconnecting from your phone, computer, and other devices can help reduce stress and promote relaxation. If you can, try to find some tech-free time each day. And finally, one of the best ways to take a mental health break is by spending time with loved ones. Whether you're catching up with a friend, spending time with your family, or being around those you care about can help reduce stress and improve your mood. well and cheer. Who are they? Successful people. And now we'll look at one way successful people spend their free time. And as I told you, they volunteer. Volunteering, no matter where or how you do it, is beneficial for you and your community. Whether you're helping to clean up a highway, working in a soup kitchen, or providing mentorship to a group of young professionals, your time goes a long way toward improving the community around you. Professionals primed for success realize the importance of giving back to the community and feel happier because of it. Volunteering is also a valuable networking experience, introducing you to other people who, one way or another, can help you drive your career forward.
So it's really not guaranteed. This time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, there's no quantifiable measure that is guaranteed. And I'll give you a personal story. I had a friend, a classmate who I went to school with, who was the same age as me, who only 10 days ago was in the Kern River near Bakersfield, California. And this was a young man who was athletic. He put his feet into the river, and the river took him away. It was on a Saturday, and they found his body on a Thursday. He passed away. Nobody expected it to happen. Nobody knew that it was going to happen. He was an athletic young man. It had nothing to do with his ability to swim or not swim, because once the river takes you, that's it. The type of river that he fell into. So none of us are really guaranteed. The Quran tells us the story of the Prophet Sulaiman, a man who was a king, a man who had authority over men and jinn as well. If you read Surah Saba in the Quran, Surah Saba tells us the kind of power and the kind of authority that the Prophet Sulaiman had. But when he died, he was leaning over on his staff. He was overlooking his armies of men and jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتَ مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهِ. That when we decreed, قَضَيْنَا, when we decreed his doom, his imminent doom, there was nothing that could save him. And there was nothing that was an indicator to the armies of jinn that were working for him, except for the fact that a termite began to eat away at his wooden staff, and finally, after a few days, he came crashing down like a tree, the way a tree comes down. You know, when they call out timber in the forest and it falls down? This was Sulaiman, the king of kings. So nothing hastens it, and nothing delays it. Nothing that's within your control. When your time has come.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.